Okay, let's get into Tehillim Perek Kuf Ches 108. And this Perek might seem familiar to those because all of these psukim, the first couple of psukim were at the end of Perek Nun Zayin, and the rest of the Perek had been in Perek Samach. So these are repeat psukim, but how they are formulated, as we know, is a difference whenever you have a separate Perek. I heard recently by Shem Rabbi Steinsaltz that every perek in Tehillim is its own world, every pasuk in Mishle is its own world, and every word in Sefer Iyov is its own world. Interesting quote. But here, as it's packaged, obviously is different. The Radak says that maybe earlier, as is described there in the Prakim earlier, Perek Nun Zayin, Perek Samach, they were related to a specific event. But now, David is using those same feelings and ideas to express about the future. Says the Radak, V'shana osol hina lo yadan olama. Why is it repeated here? V'efshar ki sham nomar al inyan shezachar. There, it's related to the event that it mentioned. V'ata amar osol ala asid. And here it's saying it on the future. L'ficha lo zachar bazeh me'oso ha'inyan ha'molchama davar. Right, the other psukim that spoke about the specific event is not repeated here. V'apsukim asher shana bazeh shenamru bo'oso ha'mizbar nachon pirushom ha'kibuz galias sheyeshuv v'leres b'mkomam. It's referring to the future time when we will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, let's get into some of these psukim, which again will sound familiar. Shir mizmar l'David. Nachon libi Elokim. My heart is nachon, is strong with Hashem. I have bitachon. Ashira va'azamra av kvodi. I will sing out and I will sing af kivodi. What is that referring to? Says the Radak. Af al pi shani begalus ekamashanim. Even though galus is long, lo noashti min hagu'ula. I have not given up that Hashem is going to redeem me. That's what nachon libi elokim. My heart is strong. I know there's going to be a geula. Av libi nachonu batuach bakel sheyigalenu. I know that Hashem is going to redeem me. V'az ashira va'azamra. And then I will sing. So first, the Rambam, as we know, writes in Hilchos Malachim, the idea of believing in Mashiach is one of the, believing in Geula is one of the Yesodos HaEmunah, that we have to yearn, we have to not only know, but yearn and hope. The Rambam writes there, HaMelech HaMashiach, Asir La'amod, U'lahachzir Malchus Beis David Liyoshna, HaMemshal HaRishona, the Melech HaMashiach will return Malchus Beis David, U'bone Migdash, U'mekabit, and that's Rash, the Rambam Shita about the Melech HaMashiach will help build the Beis HaMikdash. It's not going to come down from Shemayim. At least not all of it. Umakabetz etchei Yisrael, and he will gather in the exiles. V'chozrin kolam mishpatim biyamav kishayim mikedem. And all of the earlier laws will return. Makriven karbanos. V'ozin shmitim v'yovlos. B'chol mitzvahs, k'chol mitzvahs anamuras b'torah. V'chol mishenu ma'amin bo. Somebody does not believe that this is going to happen. Oh, even if you believe in it, but mishenu machake l'biyaso. You're not hoping for its coming. Lo bishar neviim bilvadu kofer. You're not only denying other neviims. So many psukim that talk about the geula el kofer b'torah u'b'moshe rabbeinu, the Torah itself. Shrei Torah he'idu alav, because the Torah itself says v'shav Hashem lakecha shivuscha v'richamcha v'shav v'kibetzcha b'chalo amim im yeridacha b'mikseh eshvah misham v'kibetzcha. Hashem's going to gather you in. Ve'ilu dvar mefur Hashem b'torah him kolulim koladvarim shenemru al kol neviim. All the neviim's words are encapsulated in the psukim in the Torah. In the psukim in the Torah about Mashiach. Avmar says, Bilam ne'emar, v'sham niba b'shnei ha-mashichem. There, the Rambam again alludes to the two Mashiachs, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. There he talks about the two Mashiachim, Bilam, b'mashiach harishon shehu David, shoshias Yisrael miyad mitzareihem, u'mashiach ha'acharon sheya'amod mibadav. So maybe the Rambam, I misspoke before. It wasn't, we're going to get to the two Mashiachs. But the Rambam here is talking about the past and the future. The past Mashiach ben David, meaning David HaMelech, and the future. That's going to come from his sons. Shemoshias Yisrael mi'abnei Esav. Vishamu omer erenu velo ata, ze David. Ashurenu velo karov, ze HaMelech HaMashiach. Darach kochav mi'akov, ze David. Vekam sheva mi'Yisrael, ze HaMelech HaMashiach. Shnemru bo umashlu mi'yam ad yam. So the Rambam says that those psukim in Bilam are referring to the future, at that time, the two future, David HaMelech and his descendant, and that's what we have to believe, and that's what the Pasuk says here, David HaMelech says. Now, David is talking, the Pasuk's talking about him, Nachon libi Elokim. But again, David is putting these words in the mouth of every Jew throughout history, that we stay strong in our emuna, lo no ashti min hagu'ula, the Radak says, but I am strong. Also, the Rinas Yitzchak is medayek, that maybe this is meduyak for the thought that has come up a number of times. The Emek Bracha quotes this in his Sefer, B'Shem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that we could have a lot of bitachon, but shira, that level of Shir and Hallel is only after the Nes occurs. I could have Bitachon in the Nes, but until it actually happens, I'm not going to sing. That's what he was medayik in the pasuk we say every morning. I had bitachon in your chesed, yogel libi bishuasecha. My heart has simcha, ashira l'Hashem, but the singing ki gamal alai, only when Hashem actually does it. Ki gamal alai. So that's, if you look closely in the Radak here, he says, "Avol libi nachonu batuach bakel sheyigalenu ve'az ashira v'azamra." So maybe that's a remez to the thought of Reb Chaim. He points out, though, that if you look in the Me'iri on our Pasuk, so it doesn't sound perfectly exactly that way. It sounds like the Me'iri understands the Pasuk as, I'm already singing now, because I have the Bitachon. Reb Chaim said, even if a Navi tells you it's going to happen, you still don't sing. Still don't sing, even though you know it's finally going to happen. But the Me'iri says, El Elibi Nachon Klomar Batuach Ubari Al HaGeula V'lachein Ashir V'azamra Af Kvodi V'tzalomar Nafshi Klomar Af Nafshi Betucha B'kach. Sounds like you're already singing because of the bitachon. So he says maybe it's the Me'iri doesn't seem in that path. Okay, so Nachon Libi, I will sing. Ura Hanevel, awaken. Hanevel v'chinar ira shachar. David HaMelech says, awaken, O harp. Again, this might be figurative, talking about the Geula. The Gemara and Brachas, though, as we know, Darshins, Rashi quotes it here on Pasuk Gimel, ira shachar, I will awaken the morning. Rashi quotes, derech shar malachim, Hashachar ma'orarum. Other kings sleep late. Va'ani ma'oras hashachar. I awaken the morning. Sha'ani kam chatzos laila. I wake up at chatzos. Sha'anevel v'hachinor ma'orareini. Right, these musical instruments wake me up. Kamo shamar abuseinu. Kinar hayatali l'malam yinathos oshol David. David had an alarm clock. He had a kinar hanging above his bed. Kivin shigia chatzos ha'laila ruach tzfonis menasheves bo. V'menage me'elav. And he wakes up in order to serve the Gemara emphasizes that the David HaMelech woke up early. The Gemara Dav Dala, the next daf in Brachas, David HaMelech says, Ribono Shel Olam, Lo Chasid Ani, give me some credit. Shekol Malchi Mizrachu Mayrev, right, Yishenim at Shalosh Shos. They sleep in late. That's why we have Zman Kriyashma, right, Derech Shebnei Malachim wake up. We have Zman Kriyashma until the third hour. Va'ani, Chatzos Laila, Kum Lahodos Lecha, I wake up in the middle of the night. V'idach, and David, the Gemara quotes another, idea that he's proud about, that he's yadai malachlachos bedamu v'shir v'shvir v'shilyuk the tari shalabayla, right? He doesn't take the easy way out being a king. He wakes up early, he works hard, right? That's the Gemara. But again, it's not just David HaMelech. This is quoted lahalach lamaisa. Quote lahalach lamaisa. The Torah quotes this in Siman Aleph. Siman Aleph. After the Torah quotes, how does the Torah start off all of our achayim? He quotes the Mishnah. Quotes the Mishnah of Yehuda ben Tema. Az kanamer kal kanasher ratz chazvi kibar kari lasos ritzon avicha shabbat shemayim. He quotes that mizbar, and after he explains the all four parts of that mizbar, the Torah continues in Siman Aleph. Lachain tzarech lehis adam liskaber kari laamod baboker lavodas bara. We have to wake up like a lion to serve Hashem. Va'afim yasi enu yitzro becholrev. Even if in the winter your yitzer convinces you, lemar eich taamod baboker. Va'kar gadol, how can I get up? It's freezing outside. O yasienu bakayitz, lemar, or in the summer where you went to sleep really late. Eich tamod mimitascha, v'adayin lo savata mishenascha. You haven't satiated yourself with sleep. Hiskaber alav, lakum shetehe atama over ashachar. You wake up the morning. V'lo yehehu me'ircha. Don't let the morning wake you up. Kavosh amar David al v'shalom. He quotes our pasuk. Ura kvodi. Ura hinev al v'chinar a'ir ashachar. Ani me'ir ashachar ve'en ashachar me'iroti. I'm going to wake up the morning. V'kol shekein. Em yashkim kodem or aboker lakum l'schanin l'fnei baro. Ma yafyo umal tuva. How beautiful is that? So it's not just David HaMelech, but it's all of us. All of us. It's in the tour. We continue. Odecha ba'amim Hashem. Hashem, I will praise you amongst the nations. Va'azamercha ba'le'umim. And I will sing to you. Ba'le'umim. Again, the Netziv's idea. Parshas Sav. We do hodas to be in public. Ki gado me'al shamayim chasdecha. Great above the heavens is your chesed. V'yad shechakim amitecha. And until the, again, another word for heavens, amitecha, will be your emes. The Gemara Psachim, again, the Rashi quotes here, the Gemara Psachim, Daf Nun. The Gemara says, whereas one pasuk, our pasuk says, Gado me'al shamayim chasdecha. But if you look at the pasuk earlier in Perek Nun Zayin, right, similar pasuk, we said these pasukim are there. Perek Nun Zayin, pasuk Yud Aleph, right, the pasuk there does not say me'al, but the pasuk says, Nun Zayin Yud Aleph. ki gadol ad shamayim chastecha. So is it ad or me'al? So Rashi quotes the Gemara, Psachim dav nun amebeis, kan ba'osin l'shma, kach ba'osin shalol l'shma. It depends. If it's lishma, I serve Hashem lishma, then it's even your greatest is me'al hashamayim. Why is that? Explains the Berachayim, because lishma is one acting l'mala minatefa. Right, lishma is going against one's nature, and if one's going against one's nature, so then one's rewarded above l'mala minatefa. Shkolam is gaber al tavos of gadol v'chashav yosher mimalachim b'srafim. We're greater than angels. Ki agam she'im osim be'im ovir erizom konam, aval ein lo'em chomer hama'akvim. Milakayim etzaz Hashem, v'chein ein shum chidish ba'avodasam. Mashe'en kim basar v'dam, she'bitzad tivo nimshach el adram gashmiyim. We're naturally pulled down, and we're mischazek, and we don't listen to the kol yitzro, so in that way we are able to overcome. The ar girsa of the Gemara there, m'sachim, on daf nun amid beis, our girsa is, kid de Rav Yehuda, right? The Gemara makes the chila, kam ba'osin shalol lishma, kam ba'osin shalol lishma, kid de Rav Yehuda, da amar Rav Yehuda marav, lo'olam yasa god ha'matar v'mitzvah z'af al-pi shalol lishma, shemitok shalol lishma, ba lishma. And it's clearly talking about asiya. But our girsa is, yasok adam b'torah uve mitzvos. Not just one of them. If you look in the Rambam, a few times, the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah and elsewhere, the Eglei Tal points this out in the Hakdama. When the Rambam quotes this, the Rambam says, Olam yasok adam b'torah shalol lishma. Shebito shalol lishma ba lishma. And he leaves out mitzvos. Says the Eglei Tal, the ein lomar klal shalol hayag b'girsaso rak Torah. Don't say that he only had the girsa of Torah. And therefore, mitzvos should not be done shalol lishma. Shagam pir shabin hananel apsachim, hatik b'torah v'mitzvos. V'od midim, and he assumes the Rambam had like Rabbeinu Hananel. V'od dimim mekomo sham b'gemara mukhra. Right, the context there is mitzvos. The context of that gemara is mitzvos. Asiya. Asiya. So the Rambam must be changed it on purpose. Harambam pasak. So he says, Rambam paskins mitzvah srichas kavana, but the Rambam paskins that we know that if somebody forces matzah down your mouth, your yod say, why? Because the Ran explains, nehene ba'achila, so hana'a could substitute for kavana. V'chanami b'mitzvah shenena ba'asiyasa yotze afila bo kavana. So a mitzvah that you get hana'a from, even without kavana, you are going to be yotze. So says the Eglei Tal, Torah, you get hana'a from. That's what he was talking about the first half of this Eglei Tal, the more well-known part, that the goal of Torah is to enjoy it and to get a geschmack from it and not just learn lishma dry, right? That's what he said earlier. Iker mitzvos limud Torah liosas v'sameach umisaneg b'limudo v'az divrei Torah nivlon b'damo. Then it's absorbed in my blood. U'mechash enena b'divrei Torah hunazet dovuk l'Torah. So that's what the Eglei Tal says. The hana'a by Torah, that could substitute. That's why by Torah, the Rambam says, Yasa Gadam Shalol Lishma. Shudok Shalol Lishma, Ba Lishma. Petorah Nicha, Kimish Nen Eva Hana'a, Hu Michal HaMitzvah, Rizah Doma Lachilas Matzah. The Kafo Va'achal Matzah Yatzah, Aft Einu Miskavin LeMitzvah. But by other mitzvahs, Balon Eskavin LeMitzvah, Le Mandomer Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, La Mitzvah Yiklal. Maybe that Gemara is referring to the Mandomer Mitzvahs. Ein Srichas Kavana. The Rambam Paskin's Mitzvahs, Srichas Kavana. Okay, so that's the suggestion. But again, that has to do with the Shalol Lishma, this Gemara, of Asiya Lishma, so then we're Zochet to Gadol Me'al Shamayim Chazdecha. Ruma al Hashamayim Elokim Hashem is so great above the heavens, Ve'al Kol Ha'aretz Kvodecha, above the heavens and above earth. I think we've mentioned the Ramban, Bereishis recently in one of the Shiurim. Bereishis Ba'alokim Es Hashamayim Ves Ha'aretz. Hashem created Shamayim and Aretz. The Ramban says that Aretz doesn't mean earth, with Shamayim means the sun and the moon and the stars. No, that's a Shamayim Ve'aretz is a title for all of Bereishis, and then everything after that is Aretz. Everything that we see in this universe is Aretz. Shemayim is up by Hashem. And that's why when it says in Kiddush Levana, when we talk to the moon, we can't touch you. So some say, oh, a man walked on moon. So some say, well, we can only touch you through the spacesuit, right? We can't touch you literally. We can't touch you just with our finger. Others say, no. When it says, kach lo yungoa lingoabach, right? That's not a violation of the words that we say. That's not a violation, I'm sorry, of Hashamayim, Shamayim, Lashem, Baha'aretz, Atal, Vene Adam, because the moon is also part of Aretz. The Shamayim is above. And therefore, that's not an issue. Okay, so Ruma, so that's Shemayim and Arts. Lamani Chosun Yididecha, so that the ones that you love, Yididecha, will be redeemed and released. Hoshia Yemincha, let your right hand save us, Va'aneini, and answer us, and answer us. Rav Soloveitchik points out that Hashem is called a Shomea Tfila, not Dafkin One Tfila. We don't always get answers, but Hashem is always listening. Shomea Tfila, right? Sometimes, you know, we're asking for something and it might not be the best thing for us. Might not be the best thing for us. That's what we say, Usakabel Birachamim Uvratzon, as Tfilasenu. We don't just say, Usakabel as Tfilasi, because we don't always know what's important for us. Rav Soloveitchik writes that the Ein Adam Yachol LaHakirat Matzavo Al Nachon Bechdei Leida BeEmes Ba'ad Ma'al Avakesh. We don't know. The Ksav Sofer says the same idea. That's what the Ksav Sofer says. Al Tath Tfilas Chakva. Don't make your, the said Pirkei Avos, don't make your tefillah so set. Ask for something very specific, and that's it. Shalot Tavakesh Be'ez Hashem Davar Kavua She'itin Lecha Kitoveya Davar Mechaveiro Ve'koveya Lo Mayitin Lo Ulay Hashem Yodea Shehu Lara Lecha. Maybe Hashem knows it's not good for me. The Sofa Tuga. Rasolo Rachman Alitzlan. Velachin Atas Filoscha Keva Sheyutan Dvar Hashem Bivadai. Elam Hashem Yodea Kiula Tov Lacha Rak Sheino Roi Lacha Lafi Masecha Yechanencha Itnencha Vitenlacha. Hainu Rachamim Vesachnu Venegrish Barachu. Like the Sav Sofer in Parshas Naso, where he explains why Birchas Kohanim are so general. Because whatever's good, you know, just, you could please, fill in and, you put that into my life. Elokim diber bekadsho, Hashem spoke in His Holiness, Eloza, I will rejoice. Achalka Shchem ve'emek sukos amadeid. I will split up Shchem ve'emo sukos, and I will measure out sukos. Li Gilad ve'li Menashe ve'Ephraim ma'uz roshi, Gilad and Menashe and Ephraim, Yehuda mechokaki. What are all of these shvatim talking about? So the Radak says in the Hakdama, beginning of this parak, this is talking about Kibbutz Galias. Then in the future, all the Shvatim are going to come together, and everyone will go under Malchus Yehuda. Even the Malchus that have been split, Malchi Yisrael, says the Radak in the Hakdama. Shemalchus Yosef Tashuv La'asid, all these Menashe and Ephraim and Yehuda, Malchus Yosef Tashuv La'asid Tachas Melech Yehuda. Kamo Shekasuv, B'divos Yechezkel. The Radak here quotes from Yechezkel in Perek Lamed Zayin, which is the Haftorah for parts of the Yigash, right, where Yehuda and Yosef come together. Va'asisem La'etz Echad V'hayu Echad B'yadi. Or the Pasuk says in Yechezkel in Perek Lamed Zayin, again, the Haftorah, where we talk about, this is also a Hanukkah time, you know, when we read that Haftorah, that also is connected, but that's what the Pasuk says, even earlier. I'm reading from Yechezkel, Lamed Zayin. V'shifte Yisrael chaveira, v'nasati osam alav es eitz Yehuda, v'asisim le'eitz echad, v'hayu echad b'yadi. It's an ace that the eitzim all become one. Right, the Malbim says they are Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, the connection of those Mashiachs. And Yechezkel, you take these wood. Again, it's a Paul Dimyon, right? It's like the Ramban talks about at the beginning of Bereishis in Parshas Lech Lecha by Brisbane of Asarim, I think, that sometimes the Navi is asked to do something which will be machriya it for the future. Machriya for the future, and that's what's going on here. We take these sticks. But that's what the Radak says is being referred to in these Pesukim too. Good. We continue. Moav sir rachzi. Moav is where I put my feet. Al edom ashlich naali. I put my shoes, and Moav is where I wash myself. Alai pleshes is esroa. Meaning, all these enemies are going to be taken out and punished. The ones that, were over us throughout all of these years. Mi yovileni ir mivtsar. Who will bring me? Says Rashi. Liamos hamashiach. Lifshot yad be'esa v'bar mivtsarav. Who will help me, you know, get over and overcome these fortified cities, mi nachani ad Edom, who will take me to Edom and overcome? Halo Elokim zanachtanu, up until now, in these years of Galus, right? Maybe this is ending the same way it started, like the Radak says. Up until now, Hashem seemingly has forsaken us. Halo seitzi Elokim b'tzevosin, Hashem has not gone out in our armies. Havalanu ezras mitzvah Hashem, but I know you're going to give. You're going to bring us help from our enemies. V'shav teshuas Adam, just to hope for Adam to do it. It's not going to happen, right? The Mitzvot David here says, what are we emphasizing in Pasuk Yud Beis? The idea that we recognize Hashem is the one that is Hester Panim, and Hashem is the one that's going to be Megala Panav. Ratzon Olamar, Kimo Atzara, Shahayinu Bamei Az, Haysal Asher Zenachtanu, Kenat Teshua Himimcha, v'lo b'derech mikra. The Teshua, the Tzara was not derech mikra, the Yeshua won't be derech mikra. Be'elokim nasa chayel, only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu we will, fight wars and perform with strength and valiantly. V'hu yavus sareinu, and he will help push down yavus, right? The Besuda Sion says, inyan remisa v'derisa, trample. Trample. V'hu yavus sareinu, and he will help us overcome our enemies. So again, even though these psukim came up earlier, as they're presented, it's a new parak, kuf ches.